Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Episode 10. Buongiorno a tutti e bentornati a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai?
Sto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu?
Un po' tristi oggi.
Oh, perché?
Perché siamo arrivati alla fine del viaggio, del giro della Toscana di Giulia
sì,
e Paolo.
Sì, è vero, però è stato un bel giro, quindi dobbiamo anche pensare all'opportunità che abbiamo avuto di viaggiare, esplorare, conoscere.
Very positive philosophy there, Francesca.
Sì.
We have to think about the good things that we've experienced and not the fact that the journey is coming to an end and this course is coming to an end. But we've followed our friends through different parts of Tuscany. They made it to Siena for the Palio, and now they're making it all the way to the coast, the Tuscan coast and the town of Piombino. Let's listen to the text, and as usual, we'll be back in just a moment to talk about this and to discuss all the language contained. Allora, iniziamo?
Sì, sono pronta!
Oggi è stato il nostro ultimo giorno di vacanza. Abbiamo deciso di concludere il viaggio a Piombino, sul mare. Il sole era tornato a splendere ed era una giornata perfetta da passare all'aperto. Arrivati in centro, ci siamo accorti che c'era un mercatino in corso. Le bancarelle vendevano vecchi libri, cartoline e oggetti di antiquariato. Io e Paolo abbiamo comprato due cartoline per ricordo. Dopo un pranzo veloce, abbiamo camminato fino a Piazza Bovio, che si affaccia sul mare. La vista era davvero uno spettacolo. Per rinfrescarci abbiamo preso un gelato, ma per colpa del caldo si è sciolto subito e Paolo si è sporcato tutta la maglietta. Ci abbiamo riso sopra. E per fortuna aveva una maglia di ricambio. Per cena abbiamo deciso di mangiare in un ristorante di pesce con vista sul mare. Il cibo era buonissimo e il tramonto è stato indimenticabile. È stata davvero un'ottima conclusione per il nostro viaggio. Spero di tornare presto in Toscana. È davvero un luogo speciale.
A lovely end to their journey, a lovely way to finish the holiday in Tuscany. Okay, let's go back through our text and we'll talk about all the language contained in this text. Francesca, vuoi iniziare?
Certo, con piacere. Oggi è stato il nostro ultimo giorno di vacanza.
So today was our last day of holiday. Oggi è stato, that's from essere, of course,
sì.
And it is in the perfect tense, so è stato il nostro ultimo giorno di vacanza. So it is our final day, our last day of our vacation, of our holiday.
Abbiamo deciso di concludere il viaggio a Piombino sul mare.
So we decided to conclude the journey, so to finish the journey a Piombino, in Piombino sul mare, literally on the sea.
Sì, on the sea, with the idea that it's a town facing facing the sea, outlooking the sea. It's actually where you take the ferry to go to Isola d'Elba, Piombino.
Ah, okay. That su word, it's a word that we use in this sense. For example, if we had a hotel which had a view of the sea, we can use su there as well, can't we?
Sì, sì, un hotel sul mare, una cittadina sul mare. It means outlooking, directly facing the sea o sul lago anche.
Could we say con vista sul mare, con vista sul lago?
Certo, certo.
Okay, perfetto. Okay, so let's find out, because the weather was great, so it was a good view that they had when they got to the sea.
Il sole era tornato a splendere ed era una giornata perfetta da passare all'aperto.
Right, there's some interesting things in here. Il sole era tornato. So we've got era, which is the imperfect tense of essere, but it's combined with a past participle, tornato.
Sì.
So what we've got here is tornare in the pluperfect tense. It had returned.
Esatto.
The sun had returned to shine. So it started shining again. The sun was back.
Sì, che fortuna.
Ed era una giornata perfetta, and it was a perfect day da passare all'aperto, to spend out in the open. Da passare, Francesca.
Sì, da passare is an interesting structure which we have discussed several times now. In Italian, we can use the preposition da plus the infinitive with the idea of to spend, as you said, but also which can be spent or which could be spent, which was worth spending. So it's just a way to summarize a lot of words in a shorter phrase.
Could we say something like, this is the perfect meal to eat in this location?
Sì, 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 questo è il pranzo perfetto da mangiare in questo posto.
So, da mangiare there, we're specifying the da again, exactly for the same reason. Good, okay, let's continue.
Arrivati in centro, ci siamo accorti che c'era un mercatino in corso.
Ok, ci siamo accorti, comes from accorgersi.
Sì.
Which means to realize, to suddenly realize something. So, ci siamo accorti. Accorti there is the irregular past participle of accorgersi.
Sì.
So, we realized, once we arrived in the center, arrivati in centro, we realized che c'era un mercatino in corso, that there was a market underway.
Sì, a little market, un mercatino.
Let's find out about the market.
Actually, mercatino, it means a small market, but normally has the idea that it's not a fruit and vegetable market, but like a Christmas market, un mercatino di Natale, or a market where you can buy objects rather than food.
Okay, so let's find out exactly what objects were on sale in this mercatino.
Sì, le bancarelle vendevano vecchi libri, cartoline e oggetti di antiquariato.
Le bancarelle, would they be the stalls?
Esatto.
So they were selling, vendevano.
Sì.
They were selling vecchi libri, old books. Are these old books as in they are used books? Are they old because they're someone else's, or are they old because they're maybe dating from the 1920s or something like that?
It could be either. It could be that they are second-hand books or very, very old books. But it's worth noticing the position of the adjective vecchi here. It's not used after the noun. We're not saying libri vecchi as opposed to libri nuovi. But the idea is that they are old, meaning fascinating, with some sort of charm hidden in them. So we're not emphasizing on the fact that they are old per se, but on the fascination that they somehow have.
Excellent. And also worth noticing just the formation of the plural form of vecchio. We've got vecchio, vecchia, but the masculine plural form is vecchi. You may think you need another I in there, but you just have the one I at the end, vecchi. Vecchi libri.
One is enough.
Indeed. The market was also selling cartoline, which are postcards.
Postcards, sì.
E oggetti di antiquariato, literally objects of antiquarian objects, something like that.
Sì, o antiques.
Antiques, that's easier, yeah. Okay, so Giulia and Paolo bought something. What did they buy?
Sì, io e Paolo abbiamo comprato due cartoline per ricordo.
So they bought two postcards as a souvenir, per ricordo, to remember their experience. Okay, just at this point, let's pause for a moment and we'll be back very soon to continue the analysis of this text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so Giulia and Paolo are today in Piombino and they have just visited the Mercatino and they've bought their due cartoline as a souvenir. Let's find out what happens next in our story.
Dopo un pranzo veloce, abbiamo camminato fino a Piazza Bovio, che si affaccia sul mare.
So after a quick lunch, abbiamo camminato, we walked all the way to Piazza Bovio, so to Bovio Square, che si affaccia sul mare. Now, if you didn't recognize this word, affacciarsi, then you can probably see in there the word faccia,
sì,
which means face. So it faces the sea. It looks out onto the sea.
Esatto, sì. La vista era davvero uno spettacolo.
So the view really was quite a spectacle. It was a beautiful view.
Sì, me lo immagino. Per rinfrescarci abbiamo preso un gelato, ma per colpa del caldo si è sciolto subito e Paolo si è sporcato tutta la maglietta.
Povero Paolo.
Combina sempre qualche disastro, Paolo.
So let's think about this. We've got per rinfrescarci, to refresh ourselves, abbiamo preso un gelato, we had an ice cream. Literally, we took an ice cream, from prendere. Abbiamo preso un gelato.
Sì.
Ma per colpa del caldo, but as a result of the heat,
sì,
si è sciolto. Now, this verb, what's the infinitive here, Francesca?
L'infinito è sciogliersi.
Sciogliersi, so sciogliersi, and that becomes si è sciolto. It melted immediately, subito. And what happened? Paolo si è sporcato tutta la maglietta. So the word sporco means dirty.
Sì.
And here what happens, we make that into a verb. Si è sporcato. He messed up to himself tutta la maglietta, all his top.
T-shirt.
His t-shirt,
sì.
Yeah. So he messed up his t-shirt with the melting ice cream. I'm guessing he probably went for something like cioccolato.
Sicuramente. Quando succedono queste cose è sempre il cioccolato.
Okay, so let's continue on.
Ci abbiamo riso sopra e per fortuna aveva una maglietta di ricambio.
So maybe he's experienced in these things and always brings a spare t-shirt with him.
Come con i bambini.
Sì. Ci abbiamo riso sopra. Okay, so we have laughed over it.
Sì.
To ourselves. So, ridere sopra a qualcosa, to laugh about something.
Sì.
And here, the ci is not a reflexive ci.
No, is the ci replacing the phrase coming after the a introduced by sopra. So, imagine we had said, abbiamo riso sopra al fatto che Paolo ha sporcato la maglietta, but obviously we don't want to repeat all that long sentence. Mm-hmm. So the ci is to replace the previous event.
Okay, or perhaps this might also help if we were thinking of abbiamo riso sopra alla situazione.
Sì, sì, sì.
So there the a is in there, alla situazione. And if we wanted to replace la situazione or alla situazione, we can replace that with the ci, and there is where we get the ci abbiamo riso sopra.
Perfetto.
Okay. E per fortuna, don't worry, I'm not going to sing. E per fortuna aveva una maglia di ricambio. And luckily, he had a change of shirt, a change of t-shirt there.
Sì, a spare one.
A spare
sì.
one, yep. Okay.
Per cena abbiamo deciso di mangiare in un ristorante di pesce con vista sul mare.
Right, per cena, for dinner, abbiamo deciso di mangiare, we decided to eat, in un ristorante di pesce, in a fish restaurant, con vista sul mare, with a view of the sea, and there were seeing vista sul mare.
Che bella idea.
Sì.
Il cibo era buonissimo e il tramonto è stato indimenticabile.
This is interesting because I'm thinking about the tenses here. Il cibo era buonissimo. The food was delicious. It was really good. And the food was delicious over the time of their meal. So all the food that they ate was delicious. Il tramonto è stato indimenticabile. And the sunset was unforgettable. But think of that sunset, because that sunset just happened during their meal. So they were having their meal. That was the ongoing thing. The food was wonderful. That was the ongoing thing. And then the sunset happened, in a sense, almost interrupting the ongoing idea of their meal. And that's why we have a perfect tense there. Il tramonto è stato indimenticabile.
Sì, the tramonto is like an event in itself, so it started and it ended.
Exactly.
But it's very subtle, so I can understand that for the listeners can be a bit confusing at first.
Could we have said il tramonto era indimenticabile?
Yes, but it doesn't sound 100% right, because it's really an event in itself with a beginning and an end, because we know how a tramonto works. While il cibo is not really an event, but we are describing something. If we were to say la cena, then we could say la cena è stata indimenticabile, because cena has a beginning and an end, but il cibo is just something in the past, mm-hmm. which is not really an event, but it's simply a description of it.
Okay, hopefully that helps our listeners understand a little more about these subtle differences between the different tenses. Okay, let's continue on and find out the end of their story.
È stata davvero un'ottima conclusione per il nostro viaggio.
It really was an excellent end to our journey. And there's another è stata. In this case, we're talking about è stata conclusione. It was an ending because the conclusione is feminine there.
Sì. Spero di tornare presto in Toscana, è davvero un luogo speciale.
I hope to return soon to Tuscany. È davvero un luogo speciale. It really is a special place, and I have to agree with Giulia.
Sì, sì, penso che tutti siano d'accordo con questa affermazione.
Okay, let us go back and listen through it one more time to this final text in the series.
Oggi è stato il nostro ultimo giorno di vacanza. Abbiamo deciso di concludere il viaggio a Piombino, sul mare. Il sole era tornato a splendere ed era una giornata perfetta da passare all'aperto. Arrivati in centro, ci siamo accorti che c'era un mercatino in corso. Le bancarelle vendevano vecchi libri, cartoline e oggetti di antiquariato. Io e Paolo abbiamo comprato due cartoline per ricordo. Dopo un pranzo veloce, abbiamo camminato fino a Piazza Bovio, che si affaccia sul mare. La vista era davvero uno spettacolo. Per rinfrescarci abbiamo preso un gelato, ma per colpa del caldo si è sciolto subito e Paolo si è sporcato tutta la maglietta. Ci abbiamo riso sopra e per fortuna aveva una maglia di ricambio. Per cena abbiamo deciso di mangiare in un ristorante di pesce con vista sul mare. Il cibo era buonissimo e il tramonto è stato indimenticabile. È stata davvero un'ottima conclusione per il nostro viaggio. Spero di tornare presto in Toscana. È davvero un luogo speciale.
Beh, questo episodio è stato davvero il modo perfetto per concludere questa serie dei Travel Diaries.
Sono d'accordo. It has been a lovely experience traveling through Tuscany virtually with Giulia and Paolo. But that is where this season is coming to an end. Now, Francesca, a little bird told me that this episode is, in actual fact, quite a special episode for you and for us and for our Coffee Break listeners.
Sì, è vero, perché prima di iniziare a registrare mi sono resa conto che questo è il mio 100° podcast.
Perfetto, brava.
Grazie.
So this is the 100th, I suppose officially it is the 100th episode of Coffee Break Italian. We had 40 episodes in season one, 40 episodes in season two, then 10 episodes of the first magazine, and now 10 episodes of the Travel Diaries. There is lots more to come. That's the good thing.
Sì, ma è un bel traguardo per me.
We have got lots more Coffee Break Italian in preparation. Francesca and I have been working on lots of materials for future magazines and indeed for a season three of our series. However, the feedback on our travel diaries has been so positive. Everyone seems to have loved it. We're going to do another travel diary, and this will be available over on the Coffee Break Academy. So it won't be in the podcast feed, but you'll be able to find it over at the Coffee Break Academy. Maybe we'll include it in the podcast feed in the future. When you get to the end of this one and you're wanting more, then head over to the Coffee Break Academy for more travel diaries. Who knows whether Giulia and Paolo will continue their traveling or whether it will be another story. But we can look forward to new travel diaries coming very soon.
Sì, chissà, sono curiosa. Allora, posso solo dire continuate a viaggiare con noi se volete scoprirlo.
Esatto. Francesca, grazie mille per oggi e anche grazie mille per i 100 episodi che hai registrato con noi.
Grazie a te, Mark, per questa opportunità e ovviamente grazie agli ascoltatori che continuano a seguirci con tantissimo affetto e partecipazione. Quindi grazie a tutti.
We will be back soon with more Coffee Break Italian for you. For now, thank you so much for joining us on this virtual journey and we will see you all sometime soon. Grazie mille. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.